Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Brenda Williams. Brenda Williams is a 54-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6/26/19. But at that time, she was trying to put the landing gear up when it stuck. She pushed on it and her right elbow popped. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. The surgery was done by Dr. Revlin, R-E-V-L-I-N. She also describes last year she had surgery on her left knee by Dr. Lipschultz. She denies any previous injuries to the involved areas. She admits that on 2/11/22, she was involved in a motor vehicle accident when she was hit by a tractor trailer. As a result, she believes she injured her left arm, neck, back, left shoulder, and left wrist. She relates that the neck is not part of her alleged work injury. And then insert the summary we already have done. And physical exam. She indicates she is due to undergo lumbar spine surgery. She declined an exam of any of the motor vehicle accident injuries and other claim petition injuries except her right arm and left knee. She did undergo neck fusion on 10/27/22 from the unrelated motor vehicle accident. She needed assistance in removing her sweatshirt and getting up and off on and off the table. Extremities upper, she was wearing a left wrist brace that was removed for the evaluation. Inspection revealed healed medial and lateral epicondylar scars on the left arm, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Motion of the right shoulder was to 90 degrees of flexion and 115 degrees of abduction, but was otherwise full. Motion of the right elbow, wrist, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Examination of the left upper extremity was not conducted. She was tendered a palpation about the right medial epicondyle and subclavicular area. Provocative shoulder maneuvers were deferred. Extremities lower, inspection revealed transverse scab on the lower left knee. This obstructed visualization of her surgical scars. Motion of the left knee was from 25 to 90 degrees of flexion without tenderness. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. She was tendered a palpation about the left knee medial joint line, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers, she had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. She would not participate in Lockman's maneuver or ligamentous distractions maneuvers or Rapley's compression maneuvers. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with an intalgic gait on the left using a cane in her right hand. She could stand on her toes, but not on her heels. She changed positions slowly and was able to squat and rise. She declined direct examination of the lumbar spine or supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Seated straight leg raise maneuvers were negative bilaterally at 90 degrees with no low back or radicular complaints below the knee. Impressions. On 6/26/19, Brenda Williams reportedly was trying to maneuver the landing gear up and injured her right upper extremity. She did not seek emergent medical treatment. She did see Dr. Rivlin, R-A-V-L-I-N, on 10/24/19. appeared to report pushing up a handle at work and feeling a pop and immediate onset of elbow pain 4 months earlier. Period. He noted she had prior hand and knee surgery. Period. Elbow x-rays demonstrated no acute bony pathology. Period. She had full range of motion upon exam. Period. Her rocketed maneuvers were also unrevealing. Period. She was simply diagnosed with right elbow pain and lateral epicondylitis. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered to the latter. And she was placed in a right wrist brace and tennis elbow strap. Period. She then participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She followed up with Dr. Rivlin and remained symptomatic. Period. He had her undergo an MRI that showed tendinosis with a high-grade partial tear of the extensor carpi radialis brevis origin with an approximate 6 millimeter longitudinal fluid gap between the torn tendon and bone, comma, sprain of the radial collateral ligament, comma, insertional tendinosis of the biceps, comma, degenerative subchondral cystic changes at the coronoid process, comma, small elbow effusion, comma, but no fracture. Period. On 6/26/20, Dr. Rivlin performed right lateral epicondyle debridement and repair in elbow arthroscopy. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right lateral epicondylitis. Period. She followed up postoperatively over the ensuing months and was cleared for full duty, effective 9/14/20. Period. In paragraph, she returned to Dr. Rivlin on 10/13/20, stating, on 9/29/20, she felt a popping sensation while lifting. Period. She had significant swelling, soreness, and increased pain in the right upper extremity. Period. She had an ultrasound on 11/12/20 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Rivlin reviewed these results with her on 1/5/21. Period. As of 2/2/21, he deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. However, she sought a second opinion with Dr. Lipschultz on 3/5/21. Period. She then received additional diagnostic testing and treatment as noted above. Period. I am in receipt of records running through 8/29/22. Period. That was a visit with Dr. Wu, WU, regarding her left knee. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner declined examination except for her right arm and part of her left knee. Period. She had antalgia on the left using a cane in her right hand. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the left knee. Period. There was a scab over the lower left knee, consistent with a fall. Period. This covered any surgical scars she may have had. Period. Limited provocative maneuvers about the left knee were unimpressive. Period. She had decreased range of motion of the right shoulder, but full motion at the elbow, wrists, and fingers. Period. She was tender at the right medial epicondyle and subclavicular area. Period. She had intact strength and sensation on the right. Period. Left upper extremity exam was deferred. Period. She also did not want to participate in lumbosacral examination. Period. Knee paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. Period. There is a minor amount of permanency at the left knee for a pathology that I need to identify. Period. She evidently underwent left knee surgery around 3/11/22, so we can insert that report here. Period. Ms. Williams, also underwent cervical spine fusion, period. She also relates, in September of 2022, she underwent surgery on her left wrist and left shoulder, which made her decline examination of the left upper extremity, period. And that is the end.